Matt Towns, 93.1 at Jams. What's going on? It is Krista in the morning rush. And honey, let's get this party started. Because when you're talking about someone that's absolutely fabulous here in Mad Town, it is none other than our dear friend, Trevor Topol, who is on the phone, Miss Trey Trey. Hi, Trevor.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are super good.
We're good.
We are real good. Now, I have to put this out there, Trevor, that, of course, I was showing Tracy all about your fabulous self on your Instagram page, and we came across you dancing to that song right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's my dance.
Yes it is. You definitely know how to dance, that's for sure.
Oh yes.
That is for sure. So let me tell you, I am absolutely thrilled, and so is Tracy, to have you on our show today. I remember meeting you for the first time back when we were at Five Night Club, and that was for the Grace fundraiser that Cass Marie put on and asked me to co-host it with you. And when I saw you go out on stage, I was like, oh my gosh, who is this? And of course, I was so honored to have met you. Trevor, we are super excited to have you on today because it's very special. Today's topic is all about you becoming the 100% man that you truly are. And that is what we're discussing. And your journey has begun and it's been happening for quite some time. So tell us about what that's been like, your journey of transition and how this all began for you.
So for as long as I can remember, growing up with my sisters, I understand how like they were comfortable wearing the more feminine clothes, the skirts, the dresses. Like it just didn't make sense to me because I didn't feel comfortable in that kind of stuff. So growing up in a small town back then, transgender wasn't talked about as much. So I kind of was very lost for a long time. It wasn't until I was a senior in high school that I met a trans man. And when he told me his story, it was like seeing the light, you know. It was amazing because he spoke words that I felt. So it just like was amazing. But I started my transition when I was 19 years old. I waited until after high school and stuff. Finally found a doctor and got my first shots. And it was really cool. My sister took me to get my first shot. And so ever since I was 19, I've been on hormones. When I was 21, I had my top surgery. 2 years ago, I had a hysterectomy.
Wow, that's amazing. Like, seriously, like, what a journey so far. And like you said, to have been at such a young age and to make that decision for yourself. And that's so wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that you were able to meet someone, too, because that is what this is all about. And that's why it's so special that you're on today, because I'm assuming there are a lot of people out there that have not been able to take that leap. So immense strength goes to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is so true. Hey, so we know you are a fabulous entertainer. I know for a fact because I saw a little some.
Okay.
So tell us how this has helped express your true self.
Well, thank you. So performing to me is another way for me to inspire people, not just with words, but with my dancing and songs and just being out on that stage, seeing other people who have gone through similar things, such as myself, and seeing like me putting a smile on their face by dancing and either being cute or a dork out there. It just makes me feel so alive to do that because I know what it's like to be in a dark space. So bringing a smile to other people just makes me so happy, and dancing one of those ways.
Well, I remember you dancing to this little ditty right here. Okay. Uh-huh. I was like, there he is.
Yeah.
Woo! My gosh, my man, you have some major dance moves on you. Now, Tracy and I love to, of course, look at our man, Magic Mike, with Channing Tatum. But I was like,
definitely.
Oh, yeah, step aside.
Mm-hmm.
You got Trevor here today.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be the next Magic Mike.
You already are.
Yeah.
You already are. Let's be honest.
I know.
Yeah, no, it was really, really fun. Tracy and I always try to learn how to dance, so we need to learn from you because you should see her try to twerk, honey. It's a hot mess.
It is.
We'll definitely hang out then.
All right. We can learn from you.
Okay.
We can learn from you. All right. So we are super pumped because there's a very, very important date that is coming up in your life. By the way, happy birthday to you today.
Thank you.
Which is really awesome. But June 8th, 2021 is going to be life-changing for you. Can you tell us what's happening?
Yes. So I'm just like still mind blown because like I didn't think this day would ever come. Like I've been fighting really hard for it and stuff. So when I got the letter saying it was approved, I cried. I'm not going to lie. So June 8th of 2020 is the day I will be having my bottom surgery. And for those who don't know what that is, that's okay. It means that I'm having the last surgery I need to be complete, my full self. And I'm so happy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, dude, like,
That's awesome.
This means everything. Yeah. Like, because you deserve to feel the person that you've always wanted to be. Yeah. And this is going to complete that. And so this is just an amazing thing that, you know, when you, and I saw this on Instagram, I'm like, wow. Like, this is so awesome. Like, it really is. It's so deserving that you deserve to have this. And we couldn't be more thrilled for you.
Thank you. Yeah, when I got that letter, I froze. It was just crazy because for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been, you know, trying to get it done and some setbacks. So when I finally got it, you know, approval, I was just like that. Like, I couldn't. It was just awesome.
Just hearing it in your voice, honestly, I'm so happy for you. It gives me chills. And, you know, it takes a strong person to be your authentic self. So
I'm also working with a videographer to document it for anybody that, you know, wants to watch for themselves or to learn or.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, that's really, really great. That's really good to hear. Yeah.
Well, Trevor, I was just going to ask, what advice would you give to other young men or women that are hoping to take these next steps? As you've been doing.
So my biggest advice would be to either, you know, be patient and understanding. I didn't really think about that in the beginning of my transition, how other people are also transitioning around me, like how, you know, my family has to get used to a new name and that they've, you know, been calling me for my whole life. So just be patient with them if they're trying, if they're, you know, just be genuine and kind. Work with them so that it'll help you help them. And be patient when it comes to your transition too, and celebrate every little change because it's you becoming you, and that's what you've wanted and that's what you've waited for. So it's like a mini celebration every time.
Very, very true. Mm-hmm. Trevor, there are so many that are listening to you that, of course, would love to reach out because you're very inspiring and there's going to be questions. And, you know, the youth, that is what is so important, that you come on and share this. How can people get a hold of you?
My Instagram, Mr. Misunderstood. My Facebook, Trevor Topol. I got TikTok now. Thanks to my friend.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, she convinced me.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, all my social medias and stuff. And I'm an open book. Like, anybody can ask me anything. Nothing is too personal. You know, I'm here to help.
Well, we are absolutely just so pleased to have you come on our show today and let Madtown know about your fabulous date on June 8th. And get ready, because we will be ready. We will be up front watching you get your dance on, because that is what you do. You're absolutely phenomenal, Trevor. Again, thank you so much for coming on our show. And happy birthday to you.
Yes. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Love it on you. Each and every day. It's Madtown's 93.1 Jams. Happy birthday again to Trevor. We are so proud of you on 93.1 Jams.